Blog Talk Radio.
This land by us becoming a slave. Yeah,
we were enslaved in the United States of America. And that's the North America. If they don't want to, and when I say they, I am talking about the enemy. Who is the enemy? The ones that put us enslaved. They are our enemy. They don't love us. We are meek people. We're mild people. At least I think we are. You have it now? Okay. Isaiah chapter 65, verse 6. Behold, it is written before me. I will not keep silent, but will recompense, even compensate into their bosom your iniquities, and iniquities are sins, and the iniquities of your fathers together, said the Lord, which have burn incense unto the mountains and blaspheme me upon the hills. Therefore will I measure their former works into their bosom. Thus saith the Lord, as the new wine is found in the clusters, and one said, destroy it not, for a blessing is in it. So will I do for my servants' sake, that I may not destroy them all. I have read to you from the book of Isaiah, chapter 65, verses 6 through 8. I want you to go back and study those when you get a chance, just as I did with Deuteronomy chapter 33. I finished reading that to you, she who listened to this program on last Tuesday. But I found that I did not look up what it told me, and I want to make it clear. So I want to go back to Deuteronomy chapter 33 and read verse 28 and 29 to you all, because there's some things that I should have told you. I should have looked it up, but I didn't. And I want you sheep to know that when my Father in heaven calls me home, he will call me, he will say to me, well done, my good and faithful servant. Yes, I service the Lord. And I want to do a good job in serving him and telling you all the truth that when I read it from the Bible. Verse 28 says of Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 28 says, Israel then shall dwell in safety alone. The fountains of Jacob, that's our father Israel, shall be upon the land of corn and wine. And I didn't know what the corn and wine was. I looked it up on my computer just a few moments ago, and I want to tell you where the land of corn and wine is. Also, his set heaven shall drop down dew. Guess where? The fountain of Jacob shall be up on the land of corn and wine. That is here in the United States. I found that out not too long ago. It's called Beulah Land. Beulah is spelled B-U-L-A-H-L-A-N-D. And that is in Georgia. That land is no longer desolate. See, I don't remember any of my preachers telling me that all the while I was in church. And I used to wonder why that Our Father in heaven, tell me to feed his sheep. Now I'm feeding you something that I did not know. Land of corn and wine. You'll find that. Look on your computers if you haven't. It's the land of corn and of wine. Also, his heaven shall drop down dew. That is found in Beulah Land, Georgia. It's also in Isaiah chapter 62 and verse 4. I hope you sheep are writing that down. I may not be able to pronounce the place, but I'll spell it to you and then as well try to pronounce it to you. Hephzibah. That's spelled Hephzibah, Georgia. Hephzibah, Georgia. That's called the land of corn and wine. It's also called Beulah Land. I looked this up on the computer just a few moments before I came up on air. I did not know that we are Israel. We are in the land that we're supposed to be in, and that's in the United States. But to get us over here, because our fathers were disobedient to our Father in heaven, he sent us here, and he allowed the people who were disrespect us and treat us bad, even to this day. But I have found out this day, the fountain of Jacob shall be upon a land of corn and wine. Also his heavens shall drop down dew. And that's in the United States. We're the children of Jacob, and we are in the land of corn and wine. Also, heavens shall drop down dew. Now, I know for a fact heaven, because I lived in the South as a child. I came to Detroit when I was 11. Now I'm old. I'm 60 plus years old. I've been here in Detroit over 50 years. And we are in. That's what I just found out, that Jacob is our father. So what are we going to do about it, saints? Also, verse 29, I'm happy to share this with you all. Happy are you, O Israel. Listen at this. God is calling us Israel. Even though our enemy will not acknowledge that we are Israel, our Father in heaven is calling us. Happy are you, O Israel, who is like unto you, O people saved by the Lord, the shield of your help, and who is the sword of your excellency. And thy enemies shall be found liars. And that's true. We have one that's ruling over us, a liar all the time, as well as he hates women, I think. You can find that in the book of Daniel, chapter 11. I will maybe look up for it somewhere in the book where it says that they will be found liars unto you, and you shall tread upon their high places. Wow. I'm going to tread upon their high places. Lord, I didn't know that. I just read this. I went over this, and I'm sharing it with all of my sheep who will listen to me, although they know that I have to call me, but they are to listen to me. I hope they are listening. And I am finding that. Let me introduce myself, and I will also tell them about Hosea and in 2 Timothy. I want them to read all of this stuff because I'm finding out now that we, our land is this land. The enemy has taken over our land, and I want you to kick them out, Father. Kick them out today. Kick them out starting today. They don't belong here. They belong in the northern kingdom. They came to the, there were people over here already, and they came to this land and took it over. Yeah. And they had the Buffalo soldiers to fight the Indians who were here. But I can't think of his name this second as I'm talking to you. But we were already here. So the enemy, they found out where this land was, and they came and took it over. And I want you to kick them out, starting with the one that lies, who thinks that he is over everything, thinks he's a king or somebody. But he is not you, our Father. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. And I hope that you all are listening to me. Happy Friday evening to everyone. I call it Sabbath day because Sabbath begins in the evening, and it starts on Friday evening, and it ends on Saturday evening. Yeah, I tell you, sheep, that. Also, I tell you, sheep, to read Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 7 through 21, so you can learn what our Father's laws are, as well as Exodus chapter 20. Read it for yourself. You're smart. You're very smart. The ones that I met when I was trying to go to school, but I didn't have enough money, I probably was not as smart as many of you. Nonetheless, I did go to school for a little while. Didn't finish it. I hope to before I die. I read from the King James Version of the Bible, and I'm going to tell you that Sabbath starts again. I'll say that it starts on Friday evening and it ends Saturday evening. I want you sheep to have your three P's ready. And you'll say, what are they? That are your pen, pencil, and paper, so that you can jot down references or any scriptures that I may state to you. That just as I read to you last Tuesday, in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 33, I want you to write down Deuteronomy, chapter 33. I want you to write down verse 28, verses 28 and 29, where it talks about Israel shall dwell in safety alone. So our Father is going to move those people out. You should not be here. We were here. I almost follow that guy's name. Let me read 28 again. Deuteronomy 33, chapter 33, verse 28. Israel then shall dwell in safety alone. The fountains of Jacob shall be upon the land of corn and wine. And you'll find that, have you heard of people singing Beulah Land? I didn't know that was in Georgia until just a few moments ago when I looked it up. It's in Georgia of the United States of America. is in Richmond County, of the USA, in the state of Georgia. I'm telling you this, and it's called Hephzibah, H-E-P-H-Z-I-B-A-H, Georgia. That's called Southern Richmond County in the USA, the state of Georgia. We are in Beulah land. I'm so happy about that. I am happy about that, but also the heavens shall drop down dew. Happy are you, O Israel. Who is like unto you? None is like unto us. In Ezra, I think it's in chapter 9, verse 2. It talks about us having a holy seed. We got that. Don't share that with the other nations. Women, that's what our basketball players and our rappers and all of those who have a lot of money, they go and marry a white girl when they should be sharing it with us. Oh, people saved by the Lord, the shield of your help, who is the sword of your excellency, and thy enemies shall be found liars, so true unto you. And thou shalt tread upon their high places. I have read to you. Well, I want you to know we are in Deuteronomy, and I read to you all of Deuteronomy Tuesday, and now I'm going to start reading unto you chapter 34. I'm so glad that you're listening to me. In Hosea, it's located in the Old Testament. It's spelled H-O-S-E-A, chapter 4, verse 6. It says, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. I found out some knowledge for you today, sheep, because I'm reading straight through this Bible. And when I get finished, there are other books by the prophets that we have been told not to read, but I'll read to you if my Father allows me to, because you have rejected knowledge, I will reject you, that you shall be no priest to me, seeing you have forgotten the law of the Lord your God. I will also reject you. Then in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and 15, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Israel, I'm so happy. It's right here in the Bible, in chapter 33, verse 28 and 29, where our Father in heaven calls us, O Israel, who is like you? None, there's no person, none of these other people are like us. Even though we have nappy hair and brown skin, oh, I'm so happy about this. I'm glad that I looked it up. Beulah land in Georgia is called, and it's found in Isaiah chapter 62, verse 4. Write this down so you'll know as much as I know. It's called, another place, it's called H-E-P-H-Z-I-B-A-H, Hephzibah, Georgia. And that's in the southern Richmond County. Excuse me, sheep, I have to burp. I'm excited because it's in the United States of America, in Georgia, and that we have been run over, talked about all those things. I want our men to get together and maybe if the Lord says so. Those of you in Louisiana where this policeman put a gun in this person's mouth, I don't know if he killed him or not, but if he did, it's time for that person to go. Maybe our Father would do it to him or his own people. For lying to the United States, you're having a white Christ. You should not have a white Christ. If you have a white Christ, get it out of your churches and your home. You should have our Christ is black. And I learned that when I was in school, too. I'm thankful that our Father has called me to remember. I started remembering more this last past October. Let me read chapter 34 of Deuteronomy. By the way, this is the last chapter in the book of Deuteronomy. So hopefully I can read it all to you this evening. And in chapter 34 of Deuteronomy, it says, and Moses went up from the plains of Moab unto the mountain of Nebo to the top of Pisgah. That's spelled P-I-S-G-A-H. That is over against Jericho. And the land, and the Lord showed him, the him is Moses, all the land of Gilead unto Dan, and all Naphtali, and the land of Ephraim, and Manasseh, and the land of Judah unto the uppermost sea, and the south of the plains of the valley of Jericho, the city of palm trees unto Zoar. You get that sheep? Where is the city of palm trees? Jericho, you're so smart. You're listening to me too. Thank you. I thank you for listening, because you could have been somewhere else doing something else. You're learning something today. This Bible is like a history book. It's telling us what our preachers have not told us, as well as where we should be. Deuteronomy 33 tells you that Jacob is in the land of corn and wine. And you look that up on where is the fountain of the land of corn and wine. It'll tell you it's Beulah land. And then it'll also tell you that it's in Hephzibah, Georgia, the south. So we were brought over here as slaves, but we were brought to this new land that we should know about. Let me read verse 3 again unto you. In the south, in the plains of the valley of Jericho, the city of palm trees. Jericho, you're right. It's the city of palm trees unto Zoar. And Zoar is spelled Z-O-A-R. Verse 4 of chapter 34 of Deuteronomy. And the Lord said unto him, this is a land which I swear unto Abraham and unto Isaac and unto Jacob, saying, I will give unto your seed. I will cause them to see it with their eyes, but I will cause you to see it with your eyes, but you shall not go over thither. You shall not go over there. So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there. Where did he die? He's I will tell you a little later. He died in the land of Moab, the mountains of Moab. He was not allowed to go over into Canaan. So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord. And he buried him in the valley in the land of Moab, over against Beth Peor, that's spelled Beth-Peor. But no man knoweth of his sepulcher. And sepulcher is a tomb, or where he is buried, a grave. No man knoweth where his sepulcher unto this day. And the father was 120 years old when he died. His eyes were not dim, nor his natural force abated. That means slow or lessened. So he was not like me. He could see, and he had not grown slow like I have. And I am a senior these days. And the children of Israel wept for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days. So the days of weeping and mourning for Moses were ended. And let me read that again. And the children of Israel wept for Moses in the plain of Moab 30 days. So the days of weeping and mourning for Moses were ended. And Joshua, the son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands upon him and his children, and the children of Israel hearken. That means hearken means listen unto him, and did as the Lord commanded Moses. Commanded means ordered Moses. I'm so happy that I found out. Our Father is telling us very important things. It says here that I have no callers, but that's okay. Sometimes I get callers, and they listen to my program after the fact. Verse 9, Joshua, the son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom, but Moses had laid his hands upon him, and the children of Israel hearkened unto who? Unto him. They hearkened unto Joshua and did as the Lord commanded Moses. They listened unto Moses too. They hearkened unto him. And there arose not a prophet since Israel like unto Moses, who, let me read verse 10 again. And there arose not a prophet since in Israel like unto Moses, who the Lord knew face to face. Now, there has not been a prophet like that since. Verse 11, in all the signs and wonders the Lord sent him to do in the land of Egypt, to Pharaoh and to all his servants and to all his land. And in that mighty hand and in all the great terror which Moses showed in the sight of all Israel. And that is reading a book Deuteronomy. Now, even though I had read this chapter 2 times. I didn't stop and pay attention to in Deuteronomy 38. I didn't pay attention until the Lord told me to read it. He didn't tell me. I was in my mind. It was telling me to look up the land of corn. And when I looked up the land of corn, I found out that it is in land of corn and wine is in Beulah land. And where is Beulah land? That's in, it's not desolate anymore because God has filled it up with people. And that led me to Isaiah chapter 62, verse 4, in Hephzibah, Georgia, South 7 Richmond County. It's in the USA, the state of Georgia. So we are Israel. We are in the land where Isaiah, where Jacob's children should be, the land, where the land of corn. We are in the United States. So this is our land now. So we are in the land where we find that. We found those people who are enemies to be liars. All you have to do is look towards the White House. You'll find who lies all the time. Someone who is leading us. He's nothing but a liar. Let me look up where I can find that in the book of Daniel, where this person that I think he should not lie so much. I would not have found that out. But he does. He lies all the time. Let me see. That's in Daniel chapter 11, verse 37. Daniel, write that down, see. Daniel chapter 11, verse 33. It says, not 33, but 37. You can read 33 too as well. But what I look at is where I say, oh, that's him. It says 37. Neither shall he regard the God of his fathers. He doesn't care about his father's God, nor the desire of women. Look at all those women who have said that he has done those things to them. He's lying about that. Nor regard any God, for he shall magnify above all. He shall magnify himself above all. And that's true. He's always bragging up on himself. Our Father has made this clear to us who our enemy is and where we should be. I read that in today. The land of corn and a land of wine. That's where we should be. We should be here in the United States. And those people are saying, telling us to go back to our land. No, God put us here in slavery because our poor parents were disobedient. And he put us here. This is our new land. We should be here. And we should tell those people that tell us to go back to their land. They're always telling us to go back to Africa. We're not from Africa. We're from Israel. Get that understanding. If you read this Bible tells you where we should be. We should be here where we are. We should tell those people that came over here. We were here before they were. I can't think of that guy's name. I, almost had it, but I forgot his name. Oh, God. I want to say his name. I learned his name a long time ago. And sheep, I want you to be obedient. Watch, look out for what is going on in the land, like the floods and all that. It's almost as if our Father is talking to us. It's almost like the land of Egypt. You know, it's like the floods and things that are going on in this land, bad weather is happening. Yeah, I am trying to think of that guy's name that was already here. And, you know, the 13 colonies and all that stuff, that stuff belongs to us. That's why I was wondering, why did that black guy die, the first black guy to die in this country for this land? It's in our history books. I forget his name now. I should not, because I wondered why he would give his life for this land. And I was thinking that perhaps he wasn't playing. But see, we are at the end of our lesson today. I want you to read the book of Joshua, chapter 1, as well as chapter 2, if you can. Tuesday, we will start in the book of Joshua. Yes, it's in the Bible. This Bible is our history book. And I wonder why the white preachers are trying to explain this Bible to us when it is our Bible. I think that we can tell it better than the enemy can to us. He should read his Bible. In fact, this guy on the radio about 2 months ago was saying that he wants to write or change some of the same stuff in the Bible, have an alternative Bible or another Bible. But his alternative Bible, he cannot have any. He can have what he wants for his own people. But, you know, this is our Bible. And you should know that sheep. Well, I'm thinking that you should not be over listening. Our Father said, come out of them. I forget where it says that. Well, you should come out of them and come out of those churches. That's what I think he's talking about. And, you know, in Egypt they had plagues. They had 10 plagues. So, like what's going on now, it's like the plague all over again. Now, let us say a closing prayer. Father, Heavenly Father in heaven, you, Heavenly Father, Yah. That's what is written in the Bible here. There's Yah. Thank you for protecting us always in our sleep as well as when we are awake from the evil one. He's called Satan, Lucifer, the devil. I don't know. There are other names that he may be called. But thank you for protecting us and allowing me to bring Deuteronomy 33 to the attention of those listeners. I thank you for that. Thank God. Also, listeners, I want you to purchase this song produced by my nephew, High and Lifted Up. Praise God. Praise. Purchase it from Google Play, iTunes, or Apple Play. Thank you for listening, and I hope you all learned something. Go back and read, listen to my
help
program.
Help your children.
Where
don't
I
let them fall
Deuteronomy, chapter
by
28.
The side of the road.
And of course, this program for the
teaching
where I learned something from myself.
To love one another.
Remove them from the country.
That heaven might find a place in their heart.
Remember, chief, I want you to read
Jesus.
Genesis chapter 15. Read all of it. Read all of it.
He won't let you down.
Wherever I find a place in us.
And I know. We've got to walk on.
That's right. We got to walk on.
Walk on through temptation. Because He loves
to enjoy
temptation.
But and we've got to give it up sometimes.
We'll be our helping hand.
We'll be our helping hand. Thank you for listening, and be with me on Tuesday at 11 p.m. and again Friday at 5 p.m. Goodbye for now. Talk to you later.